It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We might be on YouTube today. We're having some video stuff. We're going to try to get it squared away. But we might not. That's okay. We're a radio show. We're happy to just turn the lights off, the fancy studio lights. Anthony, it'd be pretty weird if we just did a radio show in the dark. But you could if it was just purely a radio show.
I'd rather not do that.
Okay, well, you have like buttons to hit and stuff that are important. So perhaps not. But I think we're going to try to get some version of the stream going. It seems like StreamYard's being all right now, even if our usual method of doing this is not as we typically want it. But that's all good. That's all fine. We'll do what we got to do. Today on the show, we will get more insight on the Pittsburgh side of things. We will get that from our friend Brooke Pryor, who is a great friend of the show. She is going to join us coming up at 5 o'clock for Not My Beat. You hear from Logan Paulson in a little bit as well. Although I will say, man, B-Rob being out sucks for this game. If you are just tuning in, and I don't even know, did Russell say this at the end of his show, Anthony?
It literally came out after he got off the air. Like, it came out at 4 o'clock.
Ugh. So, Brian Robinson is out. We knew Marshawn Lattimore would be out. But all of a sudden, I started seeing some stuff earlier today that was like, wait a second. B-Rob's been practicing all week. Now, we got this hamstring thing. It's not his knee, it's his hamstring, and you know, we're going to do right by the player. We're going to do this. I'm like, that is all good. That is all good. But it is not sounding like he's going to play, which also seems kind of important. So Brian Robinson is out today, or out on Sunday, and that is particularly a pain in the tuchus, if you will, because a lot of the style of runs, I mean, one, he's their best running back, and obviously the offense with him compared to the offense without him has been pretty significant this year in terms of the drop-off in rush. Yes, I know ESPN.com fantasy that Brian Robinson is in my lineup and downgraded to out. Clearly, they don't listen to the show, or maybe they do. Anyway, I literally just got that alert, Ant. I did too.
I got him in one of my leagues.
Yeah. It's like he's in your lineup. He's not in the Commanders this weekend. So he's obviously their best runner. But I think specifically the kind of vision and cutting and decisiveness that he runs with is the kind of thing that you really need against the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. With that said, I'm curious to see who the guy is that kind of takes the reins. Because Jeremy McNichols has had some nice games this season. Austin Eckler's obviously had some big moments this season. But their best runner last week was Chris Rodriguez. And so is Rodriguez the guy who winds up being essentially their number one back this week with Eckler in the usual Eckler role and then McNichols as a guy that when they go two back, he's in there a little bit more. But when they're in, because that's kind of how they did it after McNichols had his big breakout game, was McNichols and Eckler in the, like McNichols and Eckler were in the two-back stuff, which is a big part of their offense, and they can always accentuate or, what's the word, diminish that package. You know, they could use it 10% of the time. They could use it 40% of the time. 40 would probably be a little aggressive, but that's something that can fluctuate to get the snaps right. But on the solo back, it was typically going to be Robinson and just Brian. So if B-Rob is out and you have Chris Rodriguez as the guy, how much are you just putting him like straight one-for-one substitution versus adjusting the packages versus, hey, some of this solo stuff we're just going to give to Eckler because he's the number two back for a reason. So that's going to be really interesting. And this is all against a Pittsburgh Steelers defense that is one of the best in football. And I think that's the other part of this that's like, oh, man, this is rough sledding. Because I'm going to double-check my numbers real quick here to make sure I have them all correct. But I'm pretty sure the Pittsburgh Steelers are the number two rush defense in the NFL in EPA per play. And then I also want to check their success rate. So EPA per play stands for estimated points added, which obviously per play is just, you know, per play. But the success rate is literally the statistic that you're looking at to say, are you staying on schedule? Are you staying in front of the sticks? Because success rate is, do you get to half the yardage that you need for the first down on first and second down? So if it's second and eight and you get 4 yards, that is a successful play, pass or run. And then if you, on third down, obviously need, or fourth down, you need the entirety of the yardage. But Washington has had an ability to stay relatively on schedule this year, and it's because, like, B-Rob can pick up 4 yards real easy. You know, Rodriguez last week was able to do that. Eckler, et cetera, a little less consistent on that front. Their vision is not as good. They're not as slippery. They don't read the stuff as well. And when you look at Pittsburgh's defense, as he slowly but surely navigates live on the radio, because this is what happens when there's breaking news. If you're just tuning in, the breaking news that Brian Robinson is out on Sunday, that you get to look stuff up live and double check all your numbers. So team defense, Anthony, we want, let's see, we want, nope, not QB pressures. They've got all these fancy numbers. We want run defense. And we want, not stuff percentage, stacked, light. Dun, dun, dun. They don't have defensive success rate? That's annoying. They have it on the offensive side, but they don't have it on defense. Anthony, who designed this site? Besides really smart people who are really good at their jobs that put a whole bunch of useful information in one place except for the one piece that I'm looking for right now.
Questions that need answers, Craig.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's what I'll give you instead. The Steelers this season have played in light boxes. Where are we? About 45% of the time. They play in stacked boxes, one of the higher rates in the league. They're 12th in one and 13th in the other, 22%. So if I'm them, I'm probably lightening the box a little bit this week. You know, they play in light boxes 45% of the time. If I'm them, I'm probably lightening up the box this week and saying, if you can beat us with Chris Rodriguez against, by the way, now that I have this in front of me, let's be useful with it, against the number two EPA per rush defense in the league, then I go ahead, do that. We're not letting Jaden Daniels beat us with his arm. And we're going to have bodies in case he scrambles. And so this becomes a huge challenge, because the other area where Pittsburgh is really, really good is key situations getting sacks. TJ Watt is obviously a sack machine in general, but a lot of his sacks come in key spots. And so can you prevent key spots from existing by staying in good down and distance? And it's like, oh, third and four, how, you know, middle of the second quarter, middle of the field. Okay, we'll just keep on rolling. But this is the big question for me this weekend now with B-Rob out, is can this offense stay on schedule? Can it sustain drives? And then the other thing too, I'll say with B-Rob in the red zone, can they finish drives without him? Because he has been a weapon in the red zone, and we know at times they have struggled to finish drives this season. And so if he is not available to be that battering ram down in the red zone, can they finish drives, especially against a Pittsburgh team that is not built to come from behind, has been pretty rough in the first quarter, and has been lights out third quarter this year, has not allowed a single point in the third quarter. So definitely interesting breaking news to react to here to start the show. The show is the Hoffman Show. It's on the Team 980. It's always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Coming up next, let's dive into some more of those keys to the game. We get to that, how the Commanders come out on top next, and then you'll hear from Logan coming up at 4:30. Take command on a Friday here on the Hoffman Show.